This is Pankhuri Zaheer interviewing Shabarni. Introduce yourself. Just hold it like this. Introduce yourself a little bit. Where are you from? Since when have you been in the university?
I've joined the university in 2013 for integrated MPhil PhD program. I'm doing my PhD from Center for Historical Studies. I'm in fifth semester of my PhD. I have been associated with SFI since 2007. I was in Jadavpur University. I've done my graduation and master's both from Jadavpur, and I was associated with SFI there. Here also, after joining, I continued with SFI. And this year, though GS Cash as a body was dissolved by the administration, still in protest the students held the election. I contested for the student representative post, and I have got elected as one of the student representatives to GS Cash.
What does SFI stand for?
SFI is a mass organization for students.
No, just the full form of SFI.
Student Federation of India.
Is it affiliated to, or does it work in coordination with any other mainstream?
It's a mass organization. Okay. It's not directly affiliated to any political party.
Right.
But largely, we extend our solidarity towards larger democratic left organized movement of this country.
Tell me a little bit about your family. Who's at home?
I'm the single girl child. Okay. So both of my parents, they were earlier state government employees, and they have retired from their work.
So we'll be talking about the GS Cash movement, basically what has been happening for the restoration of GS Cash on the campus. So that's the last that I'll speak of it. After that, we'll pick up. So to what extent have you been involved, you and your organization both? Have you been there from the beginning?
For GS Cash?
Yeah.
This year, or like, I need to talk about the history of GS Cash a little bit, and then...
Have you been involved? Do you think you've been involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved.
Just explain what is GS Cash?
So GS Cash is a body, its full form is Gender Sensitization Committee Against Sexual Harassment. It came into existence in JNU. After the Supreme Court delivered the Vishakha guideline in 1999, it came into existence, and that was also something the student movement largely and the entire JNU community fought for. It's not something that the administration, followed by a Supreme Court verdict, the administration themselves created the body. We had to fight for it, and the Progressive Democratic Section of JNU together fought for it, and that is how GS Cash, a body which will look into issues of sexual harassment at workplace, that was constituted. But after that also, there were many problems with GS Cash. It's not that administration have always wholeheartedly extended its support for the institution, because as you know that students of this campus have been fighting for a long for making GS Cash recommendations binding. Its recommendations are still not binding. GS Cash gives its recommendation, and finally EC. It's the EC which decides upon the recommendations of GS Cash.
What is EC?
EC is Executive Committee, which is the highest statutory decision-making body of the university.
Right.
So that has been a long-standing demand. We could not achieve it so far. And we have seen also when there were powerful faculties involved in issues of sexual harassment, the administration have many times tried to shield the accused. So that fight was definitely going on, but this is perhaps the most worst kind of attack that GS Cash has so far suffered, because if we see that this administration is trying to tamper with all democratic bodies and decision-making process, but GS Cash is one such body which has been completely dismantled, completely dissolved by the administration, where other bodies which are part of democratic decision-making bodies like EC, AC, is there. It's struggling to uphold the democratic ethos, but at the same time, GS Cash was completely dissolved. So it's a worst kind of attack that the body has so far faced. But still, the student as well as the teacher community later, they held their elections in protest, and GS Cash as a body is still in existence. It has gone to the High Court right now, so legal battle is also on.
How was this dissolved? Like, how did you get to know about that one day GS Cash was there?
So there is one UGC circular that came in 2016, which talks about ICC, Internal Complaint Committee, in all educational institute.
Right.
There was one task force constituted by the UGC, Saksham. It gave its recommendation. On the basis of those recommendations, they came out with a circular that it has to be constituted. But if you read Saksham's guideline, Saksham has always praised GS Cash, and there was no need to dissolve the body because it was already in consonance with the act as well. Because if as per 2013 act, GS Cash, where it says that members have to be nominated, what is to happen earlier, post that, when GS Cash also had its, they got their constitution amended, the elections used to happen and the VC used to nominate those elected representatives to GS Cash. So it was not in contradiction with the law or the recommendation. It's absolutely in consonance. If they just wanted to change the name from GS Cash to ICC, that could have been done easily. So instead of doing that, they dismantled the body altogether. And it in JNU, this last year, in September, 2017 September, they decided to dissolve the body in EC. That EC happened in the morning, and within few hours, the body was completely, they brought out a circular, the body was dismantled. And much to our surprise, all recommendatory bodies, all bodies like starting from Justice Karma Verma Committee recommendation or Saksham, they have said anybody close to position of power cannot be part of the ICC. But here we have seen that the chief proctor, who was university's chief proctor, Ms. Biba Tandon, she was also continuing in the capacity of chief proctor. In that very day morning, she issued notices to many students, political activists of this campus, and within few hours, she was made the chairperson of the ICC. And there are many differences between GS Cash and ICC. The most striking difference is that we had elected members, or mostly elected members. Now, if anyone looks at the composition of ICC, apart from students, everyone else is nominated by the administration. And we have nominated administrative officers and teachers as well. This is something very dangerous when one talks about delivering justice in matters of social sexual harassment.
So what were your, I'm assuming that immediately after that there were protests on campus. What were your demands? Like, what did you want?
We wanted, we wanted that administration should not dismantle this body. This should be, the body should be there intact. If they want to just change the name, because what we have got to know from Hyderabad University as well, that they are continuing with the same body, they have just made it GS Cash and ICC.
Okay.
So something like that could have been done without dissolving the body completely. And also what is even more surprising is that that day GS Cash put up a lock in the GS Cash office, because they feared that administration might try to get access to the confidential files. And this is very space of contention, because when we will start talking about the legal battle, we will also get to know that what has happened recently, how they have got a stay order on the from Supreme Court on stay on High Court's order. So GS Cash put up a lock. Otherwise, they themselves wanted to access GS Cash office, all its records, previous files, which is highly objectionable, because these are confidential files and those complaints were filed in front of GS Cash and not in front of ICC.
Right.
And when it comes to matter of sexual harassment, confidentiality is the basic principle that everyone should uphold.
Who were the people who were primarily participating in these protests? Were they students?
Definitely students started the protest. Student union, JNUSU, along with all other progressive student organizations of this campus, and largely the students. If you see the turnout for GS Cash election, it was huge turnout. Earlier for GS Cash election, this much turnout was never there. But it was, this time it was equal to JNUSU elections. The participation that we have for JNUSU election, that many students participated for the GS Cash election as well. In spite of a lot of intimidation and threats, the student EC, they got notices from the administration. All the participants, student participants in the election, we have got notices from the administration that you are flouting the statute of the university and strict disciplinary action will be taken against you if you go ahead with the election. So in that circumstances, the student protested and finally we held our election also.
Okay. Would you say there were any leaders of these protests?
Leaders, definitely. I will say the JNUSU definitely led the election. But demand was there. The entire student community stood beside student union, definitely.
You mentioned the elections, which you said were different from the elections that happened earlier. Apart from that, were there any specific events or personal experiences that you had that have stayed with you?
Personal experience?
You can also talk about like your own, like standing for the elections. What did that mean?
See, maybe I am on the verge of my completion of my PhD.
Okay.
So I would not have thought about contesting election this time if it was not a situation like this.
Right.
When just to be part of a democratic election, you are getting intimidation, you are getting threats from the administration. At that point of time, I felt that being a senior, like experienced political activist of this campus, I should take the lead and I should be leading the campaign, and that's why I decided for my candidature and I went ahead with the election.
Once the notice came out, how were the students informed about it? Like you said, a lot of students came out and protested. How were they told about
this? There was public notice. The JNUSU along with other student union, everyone brought out posters.
Okay.
And parchas. Student community was informed. And given the severity of the matter, and as you know that GS Cash is one such institution for which has a respect and space among the students. It has always enjoyed that space among the JNU community. So the campus has reacted immediately and definitely with a lot of positivity to fight it out.
Tell me what happened, like what sort of protests happened, where?
So you know that there is a court order which says within the 100 meter barrier you can't have a protest, but in spite of that students assembled at that block and there was a call for protest at
this
the ad block.
This is immediately after
this
the
is
notice
immediately after, after the notice that came out. First when they came to take hold of the files, students were informed and many students gathered outside GS Cash office because all of us thought that this is not at all acceptable, that this confidential file will be just be taken over by some other people, another body, which is not done. So students assembled there and to give some sort of support to the GS Cash representative members, teachers and students. They were there doing all this sealing of the files and rooms. So students were there, and after that there was protest. After that there were marches inside the campus.
Okay.
And finally, even the election process itself was very difficult.
One mode of protest,
because before election we always have our GBMs, which happens in Jhelum Lawn. The administration did not give permission for that, and finally we had to book Sabarmati Lawn in JNUSU's name, where ABVP when initially they filed their nomination, but later when ICC election was declared they did not participate in the election process. But when the GBE was going on, they came to create ruckus, asking the attacking the student EC, just to say that how can you hold a GB which is the venue of which is booked in JNUSU's name. It's not election GB, it's not valid.
The student EC is what?
Student election committee.
Okay.
In JNU we conduct our election through administration does not have any say in the election process.
Yeah.
It's the student community that constitutes its election committee and they conduct all the elections.
Right. Okay. Do you think social media was used at all to disseminate information?
Absolutely, absolutely. There was complete use of Facebook, WhatsApp, different groups.
But then did the organizations do it on their own, or was there like a centralized sort of some sort of campaign running?
Definitely the different organizations that participated in the election, they did it of their own. But but there was a sense of collectively fighting it out.
Right. Did the media cover this at all?
The media covered it. The other kind of the issues, like what happened post 9th February, the kind of attention that incident has got, I think dissolving GS Cash was something very serious.
Yeah.
So the kind of attention it could have got, that was not there completely, but media definitely covered each and every episode.
Okay.
There was reporting that the student EC, the CEC has got a notice, and then student who are fighting the election, they have received a notice, and how this has been dissolved and what are the contentions that the student and teachers are raising. Because JNUTA also held a public hearing in which, in one of the hearing, the dissolving of GS Cash was a matter of discussion. So different legal experts, people working with gender rights, they came and they spoke, and then they held the vice chancellor also responsible.
So this is the teachers association,
this is the JNUTA.
So you're saying they also participated
they,
in do you know if JNUSU and GS Cash also tried to contact the media outside? Was there, like, because I know usually like somebody will contact them
GS Cash, since I was not a member of GS Cash then,
at that time,
so I cannot tell about GS Cash, but definitely JNUSU brought out press statements, and those statements were definitely circulated to the media.
Okay. Let's come to like what happened after, because as I understand, the court case is still going on, so we can't really say afterwards what happened. But after the main sort of initial protest, what was the attitude of the university administration? Were any of your demands met?
No, our demands were certainly not met. Even in spite of repeated requests from the GS Cash chairperson, the vice chancellor has refused to meet the GS Cash members, then GS Cash members, the chairperson, faculty representatives have refused. Even this was part of one of the, in another case, when they decided, when court asked JNU administration to conduct meeting with the student and teachers representative of the campus and come to a consensus, that was regarding the violation that was happening in, that was happening in AC meetings. So they were directed by the court to have a dialogue within the university, and the charter of demand that was prepared by the teacher and student union, reinstating GS Cash was very much part of the charter of demand. There was attempt to have a dialogue with the administration, but administration has completely refused to talk about GS Cash, reinstating GS Cash. They have
You're saying they are not meeting the protesters at all? Tell me a little bit about the court case that is going on. What stage is that in, and do you think it's going in the favor of the protesters?
So there are independent teachers and student petitioners who moved to High Court. And then I think UGC was a party and JNU administration. So we have had a series of hearings, and
are you one of the petitioners?
No, I am not one of the petitioners. So in one of the hearings, I think that was second or third, so they produced, the JNU administration produced some false submission, because they said that the pending number of pending cases with GS Cash is so high. So that was contested, and it was clearly told by the petitioner counsel, Indira Jai Singh, that every year GS Cash comes up with its public report, annual report, which clearly says that how many pending cases are there, and there are other difficulties involved in terms of getting access to the defendant who are supposed to give deposition. Because of various reasons, sometimes certain complaints remain unresolved. So, but every year, how many complaints you have received and how many complaints have been, cases have been closed, GS Cash comes up with a annual report, and that's a public document. It's not something GS Cash is trying to hide. And then the court also said, we are not interested in number of pending or whatever cases since its inception in 1999. Give us a data of past 1 year. And it was clearly told that 31 cases are pending. And definitely many of the complainants, they wrote to the GS Cash chairperson as well as their inquiry officers that they don't want a transfer of their complaints to ICC. So this should remain with the GS Cash. And then High Court said that okay, ICC is also in place, followed by a UGC circular. So let's have an interim ICC, which will comprise of one member from GS Cash, one member from ICC, and one NGO expert in dealing with matters of sexual harassment, the list that was prepared by GS Cash and administration before it was dissolved. In the that happened in the second hearing, third hearing. After that, a period was given before the next hearing. The JNU administration did not do it. In the court, again it was asked to them, why didn't you do it? They said that we don't want GS Cash, therefore we did not feel the necessity to form this interim ICC. After that, court said, no, it's a court order, you have to do it, and you constitute this. So from GS Cash side, not from GS Cash side, from the counsel of the petitioner, from her side, a list of then GS Cash members was also handed over to the administration, and GS Cash chairperson has also repeatedly written email asking them to form this temporary ICC, but administration did not do it. And just before the last hearing, very secretively, they moved to Supreme Court and got a stay order on this. And what we have got to know is that the lock was also broken after the closing of the office time. The office closes at 5 o'clock, and the lock was broken at 8 o'clock. And they access the files as well, some of the files as well. So this is something we also want to know, what is there in the files of GS Cash that is unsettling them so much.
Yeah.
They are not even willing to wait for 3 days before the next court hearing was on 1st May, and they did it just 3 days before that.
Yeah.
So these are the issues.
Do you think this movement or what, like the kind of protests that are happening in JNU, they found a resonance outside the campus and other campuses? Like, because you mentioned the UGC Gazette, I'm thinking that it applies to other universities also equally.
Yeah, it applies to other universities equally. The university, first of all, you might be remembering that when we, sorry.
It's okay, and I know, but for this, for the interview.
Okay. So, when the GS Cash election was happening, just at the same time in Banaras Hindu University, there was a huge protest going on with the demand of forming a GS Cash. There was a matter of sexual harassment that became public. They also approached the proctor in BHU. The proctor did not respond. Nothing was done. And I mean, it was unprecedented. Such a protest in BHU has never happened, when large number of female students came out. They blocked one gate. They got into a clash with the police with the demand of forming a GS Cash. That hasn't been done. Even something like ICC has not been formed there. DU is few kilometers away from JNU. We know what is happening in DU each and every day. So many complaints of sexual harassments are being reported. Even videos are getting circulated on social media where the teacher is seen harassing the students in public. So in spite of those complaints, there has not been serious attempt to form cash bodies or ICCs in respective colleges. And I think few 2 weeks back, 1 or 2 weeks back, 2 weeks back, there was a reporting, I think on 1st of May or 1 day before that, there was a reporting in Indian Express. They have done a survey in many colleges in DU, and it says that wherever ICC exists, just because you have nominated members from the administration, the students don't have any confidence in those ICC. And therefore they are not feeling comfortable to go and file their complaint. And wherever they have filed the complaint, the students are not in a position to stand beside the complainants, just because there is so much pressure from the administration. So it raises a fundamental question about the formation of ICC. And clearly this nomination is not going to help in any way when it comes to delivering justice in matter of sexual harassment.
This is a slightly disconnected question, but have you fought elections before this?
I have fought election in Jadavpur University.
In Jadavpur University. So, after coming to JNU, fighting elections as a mode of protest, almost fighting under threat, that you already knew what risks you were taking, right? Like, was your family aware of this? And if they were, then how did they react?
My parents were aware of this. And my parents are also...
So, they have known about your
activism. They have known about it. They themselves are also politically active. So.
All right. Do you feel, you spoke a little bit about the notices that people who participated in this election got. So do you feel you were personally targeted?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you write in a language that reveals your details, and then you say that you are violating the statute and therefore strict action will be taken against you. And more than participants, I think it was a very obnoxious when it comes to the student EC.
Right.
I mean, EC has nothing to do with the politics. They are not fighting the administration, but they are just holding elections.
So EC would be a committee of students
conducting the election.
So all of them have got these notices.
The CEC, the chief election committee, he got the notice.
Okay.
And that is something the administration, it was very wrong on administration's part. They are not political activists. They are not fighting the administration. It's a mandate of the student community that you have to hold the election, and they have done it.
Yeah.
So attacking the EC was something that I think was more dangerous, and it sets a very bad precedence. But because so far the kind of status the EC enjoys in JNU campus, and if you look at previous administration, the relationship with EC has always been very cordial. But this administration has got into a fight with the student EC as well.
Yeah. But did all the other candidates also receive notices?
Yeah, all the candidates, not AVVP, because they did not participate in the election. Instead, they filed nomination for ICC.
Looking back now, about how it started and how the student protests unfolded, would you say that you would do anything differently? Do you think some mistakes were made on the part of the movement? Or you can say no also, but do you think something different could have been done?
No, at this point of time, I don't think something else could have been done.
Okay.
Because, see, some people argue that you could have directly gone to the court.
To the court.
But when we are fighting it politically, I think political and legal battle has to go simultaneously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in order to get something clinched at the level of court, there has to be enough public pressure generated on the ground.
Yeah.
So political movements have to happen.
Yeah.
And it has happened in JNU, and that is having some repercussion on the legal process also.
Like a positive repercussion, you think?
I would say so far, because the court has not so far said that GS Cash is dismantled or whatever the administration has done is right completely.
Speaking about the bigger picture, like there have been several movements that have gone on, right? Like every semester I know in JNU there is a new movement because the administration is bringing out new dictators. Do you think similar things are happening in other campuses across the country?
Absolutely similar things are definitely happening. I mean, huge fund cut is going on in all public funded universities.
Yeah.
Even engineering institutions like IIT, BITS Pilani, if there is a huge protest is going on in BITS Pilani right now. Their Hyderabad campus has also joined. We have seen what has happened in TIS.
Yeah.
All campuses of TIS, they are out in protest because scholarships are being withdrawn. So it's becoming increasingly difficult from students coming from definitely particular background, but overall it is becoming difficult for young population of this country to have access to public funded education.
Yeah. What changed for you after participating in this movement, like both the protests and the elections? Did something change at a personal level?
Definitely, at a personal level, see, I mean, when you are part of something directly, you get to hear, sometimes we assume, we know that patriarchy exists in our society and women are sufferers of that and sexual harassment. The nature of it, you know, get to know about, you have an idea about it, but when you are directly part of it, you then get to know, you understand, you realize the vulnerability of women students that are coming to higher education.
Mm.
First of all, the kind of pressure that they have from their family. And after that, when fighting all odds, they come to higher education. Definitely, if you have inequality in your campus in different forms, it can come in the form of gender inequality. Definitely at the personal level it has affected me. And recently what happened in the School of Sciences, where there was one faculty against whom 8 complainants have filed a complaint, FIRs. Science was one such area where students coming up talking about different problems is something really a big step ahead.
Yeah.
Because the atmosphere of science is such that you are dependent on your supervisor, you are dependent on your seniors so much that it's very rigorous, it's very regressive, I would say. You are not having the kind of space that one enjoys in humanities, social sciences.
Right.
So even there, I think the entire protest or the discourse around gender justice that came up during GS Cash election, that has somewhere given them some confidence also that if we come out, there are people to stand beside us, there are people who will extend support, and on the basis of that they have come up. And definitely, obviously, I mean, as students, female students themselves, they have their own agency, but the entire environment altogether have created condition for them to come and speak up.
Because you mentioned this case, I was speaking to the JNUSU president also about this. Do you think the dismantling of GS Cash had any repercussions on this case?
Absolutely. Because, see, when you have, I was talking continuously talking about nomination. When you have someone nominated by the administration, and this has come out in the reporting dealing with ICC in DU also that I was referring to in Indian Express, the students don't feel confidence in that committee. And in this case, all the complainants invariably have said that they don't have any confidence in ICC. This person against whom they have allegations, he is also very close to the administration. And the ICC chairperson is also very close to the administration. She was proctor, and this fellow was holding many academic as well as administrative posts. So there is a nexus between the administration and the ICC chairperson, and it can never be impartial. So they did not have any confidence in that, and they did not approach ICC. And if you, in my personal capacity, I mean, see, so many complainants, they have also written to their respective inquiry officer of the last dissolved GS Cash body that they don't want their transfer of file to the ICC. They don't have confidence in the body. So this is something serious, and the administration has to take it seriously. They have to introspect. And there was an outrageous interview of the VC. If the vice chancellor himself is calling ICC as the sex harassment body of the university, what sort of understanding you are reflecting? How will students have confidence in that body?
You mentioned other similar movements that are going on in other campuses, specifically around the issue of sexual harassment. Has there been any effort to link these movements, or do you think they are campus-based more?
Till now, I think they are campus-based.
Yeah.
But we must try for having a nationwide movement to form with the demand of forming cash bodies or GS cash in different
in every campus.
In every campus.
Right. You spoke about your PhD finishing soon. Tell me a little bit about your plans after.
I don't have any special plan. I'll try to finish off my PhD.
Do you plan to teach? Do you plan to work?
I want to remain in research activities, whether in the form of teaching somewhere or be part of any research institute. But as of now, I have not planned it clearly, but largely I want to remain in research activities.
And how would activism continue, and whether it would continue at all?
Yeah, it will definitely continue. I am also a member of a communist party, Communist Party of India Marxist. And in different forms, with different mass organization, I plan to carry forward my activism. Once my studentship is over, I may join another mass organization.
Thanks, Shabani. Good luck.